1-855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 1-855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. It's Julia here with you.
And Luther.
And Mandrick.
And, man, it's snowing outside.
I know. It's the end of October. Usually we don't see this until the end of December.
Yeah, this is insane. We're up here in Keene, New Hampshire, and we've already seen, what would you say, about 5-6 inches of snow?
I don't know. I just walked through it. It doesn't seem like that much.
Luther
it seemed
said
more like three.
But I brushed it off my car, and it was 4, 5, 6 inches, and it's still coming down.
And that wind's blowing, too. They're saying that a lot of power lines might be going down. And
wow, and hopefully this doesn't affect Ian and Mark, who are coming back from Texas.
I know. I actually talked to Ian briefly earlier today, and I told him, you know, we're supposed to get 12 inches of snow tonight, and he was kind of worried about Atlanta. Because that's their layaway or whatever.
Sure, sure.
I'm not sure how long this is supposed to continue, I heard, into the morning, so we'll see.
I heard anywhere from 6 to 12 inches total.
12 inches of snow, Halloween weekend. This really has to mess up some plans for some of the bar hoppers.
Oh, they're all talking about going out tonight. So.
I guess you would know.
So if you're thinking about going out, go ahead, give us a call, 855-450-3733.
Preferably not while you're driving in the snow.
Yes, that's true. Pull over if you have to.
Well, it looks like New York's been getting hit pretty hard, too, I guess.
Yeah.
They got more than an inch. But that doesn't really sound that impressive when you think about, you know, what we're dealing with up here right now. But
well, you know, I've lived here 5 years, and I've certainly seen my fair share of snow, but I've never seen it this early, so it's just funny. I mean, it started coming down this afternoon at, like, 3 p.m., and it was kind of sprinkling, but it's incredible out there. It's like the middle of January.
Yeah, I just moved here a few months ago in June, and I love the snow.
I like it, too.
Bring it on.
I like it, too, but this is a little unexpected.
Yeah,
I don't have my snow tires on.
I was not prepared for it at all today. I just got off work. I had to walk my bike all the way home. Not an easy task when it's snow, and it's kind of slushy snow, so I'm sliding all over the place. And
it's not good motorcycle weather?
No. I had to walk the bike.
You don't have a motorcycle, do you?
No, I have
a bicycle.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear him say that. That's all.
Right, when you say bike, you think motorcycle.
Yep.
Right. Sure. And, of course, this is also holding up Stephanie from Pork Therapy was supposed to be in the first chair tonight.
That's true. She called, and she had been stuck in traffic for 45 minutes. So she may or may not be showing up. We'll find out.
Yeah, the last report is that she's on her way. The traffic was moving here. So it's just everybody's out of town, and now the snowstorm's hitting. Thanks for coming in, though, Julie. I'm glad you can make it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was supposed to come in tonight.
Yeah.
But it took me a little longer to get here than I thought it would.
Well, you made it.
But, that's right. So, show prep this evening. I found a little tidbit that I thought was kind of amusing earlier today. And it's from Bill Mayer. His new rule of 10/28/2011, trip or treat. This Halloween, stop fretting that some stranger is going to put drugs in your kid's candy and put them there yourself. Come on, this is America. Acid will be the healthiest thing they eat all day. Do it. Put drugs in your Halloween candy.
Wow.
There's a little bit more, and it's very amusing. It sort of points out the irony of the illegal drugs and their status. We all know that too much of any drug can cause permanent damage. Just look at Rush Limbaugh. You just can't decide to give a bunch of innocent, drug-free kids some sort of psychedelic. What if it interacts badly with their Wellbutrin, their Adderall, their Ritalin, or their Monster Energy drink? The kids are on drugs, all right. The problem is that they're on the wrong drugs. I was sure that he would start moralizing, but then he continued. When Steve Jobs was young, the drug of choice was acid. If it weren't for acid, you might not have an iPod. And you definitely wouldn't have some of the best music on your iPod. Then he also goes on to mention the recent research about psilocybin creating long-term personality change, which we actually had talked about a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little tidbit, but I thought it was amusing that someone would be so open about kids taking drugs, especially
Since they're already, they're already doing it, they might as well do one that's, you know, a little better.
Yeah, but that one's illegal.
That's true.
Yeah.
I hear that people on acid try to jump out of windows and fly.
I heard that when you eat acid once, you can have flashbacks while you're driving that make you drive off the road.
Really?
You've never heard that one?
No, I have. I definitely have.
Am I the only
I've
one
never
here
heard of it actually happening to somebody.
No.
Am I the only one here who hasn't tried acid?
Yes.
Yes.
I think you are.
If you haven't tried acid, give us a call.
Definitely. If you're a drug warrior, if you think that what we're saying is absolutely insane, give us a call.
I'm not a drug warrior. But, that article had said that the iPod might have never come around if he didn't try LSD. I don't know. That's a bit of a stretch.
I agree. That's, it is a bit of a stretch. Although,
right.
I think what it's referring to is Steve Jobs came out and said that his creativity came from acid and that it was one of the best experiences of his life.
I think it can definitely spark creativity.
I agree.
I got to agree with the musical. I'm sure a lot of great music was written.
Well, when I was younger, after doing it with my friends, we sat down in an Applebee's afterwards and we pulled out a piece of paper and some pens and we divided up into three sections and we each drew everything that we experienced that day. And it was this really cool picture that we ended up making, and one of my friends ended up with it. I don't know whatever happened to it.
We used to do that, actually.
At Applebee's?
Back in the day?
Oh, yeah, we would do that.
We drew some ridiculous pictures.
Since when has Applebee's ever been involved in a back-in-the-day story?
Now.
Back in the day when I was at Chili's.
Yeah, it's like, what? Who was this, last week?
Hey, those restaurants have been around for a long time.
Sure, sure.
Okay, if you say so, all right.
So you've really never have you taken any hallucinogenic drug?
No. I haven't even smoked marijuana.
What about the Tussin?
The what?
Robitussin.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Robo-tripping?
Yeah. That was my drug of choice as a kid. I'd be like, I don't feel good.
Oh,
so
man.
You've never smoked marijuana?
Nah, no, not interested.
Yeah.
But by all means, smoke it if you got it.
You know, I've kind of slowly lost interest. I mean, there's certain situations where I would be a little interested, I guess, but I used to be a daily smoker. I was actually a daily smoker for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just sort of, my usage has really dropped off and it doesn't really interest me anymore.
Yeah, I'm just, I think one of the biggest things is I'm just cheap. I don't like expensive hobbies.
Do you drink?
No, not anymore.
Really?
That's an expensive, you want to talk about expensive hobbies.
You're not kidding.
Because good liquor, I mean, who wants to drink the cheap stuff? It's
if it comes in a plastic bottle, I do not want it.
Yeah. You know, Captain Morgan comes in a plastic bottle.
I know.
Yeah.
But it also comes in a glass bottle.
It does. Where are we going with this?
Nowhere.
It's already about drugs and alcohol.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, those are my two favorite subjects. Well, drugs and alcohol, I have to correct you, because alcohol is a drug.
Yes, it is. You're right.
And it really irritates me, too. When people pretend like it isn't. I know that you weren't pretending like it wasn't, but I just hate how people say drugs and alcohol.
Right. Or
it's just
and
drugs.
Tobacco
it's all drugs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Illegal drugs and legal drugs, maybe, but
sure,
it's all
sure.
drugs.
Yeah. Well, are you only interested in drugs you've done, or...
Oh, no. I love all drugs. Learning about them. I mean, it's just one of my favorite things. I think it's very interesting.
Right. You would never want to do meth or heroin.
Right. I've never done those drugs, but I know a lot about them, actually.
Yeah.
It's just I just find it interesting. It's so, it's taboo, first of all. And it makes a lot of people uncomfortable, you know, to talk about things like heroin addiction, meth addiction, stuff like that.
Sure.
But I think it's really important to talk about because it's a really sad and large problem in this country.
Right. It's also important to be honest about it as opposed to, you know, back when they were trying to make marijuana illegal, I recently saw somebody posted on Facebook a blurb from an old newspaper that said, Mexico City, a mother has been hospitalized for permanent mental illness after her and her children consumed the marijuana plant, you know.
The marijuana plant.
She will never be sane again.
Right.
You know.
Well, and they taught us like that when we were in school, which is really unfortunate.
Sure,
so,
sure. And it's helped me with anxiety, you know, and depression. I used to just fear leaving my house. I would just be so anxious and worked up over nothing. Nothing at all. But I couldn't, you know, deal with it mentally on my own. And introducing myself to cannabis helped me out immeasurably. Wouldn't you agree, Julia?
I would definitely agree
with
that.
And for those of you who don't know, Julia and I are siblings.
That's true. A lot of people don't know that, which is why I always accidentally call you Chris on the air instead of
you just did it again.
Who is this Chris?
Yes. 1-855-450-3733. That's the SACL CAI call-in number. We'll be back.
Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 1-855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. It's Julia here with you.
And Luther.
And Mandrick. And every so often, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, amidst the world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is emerging to change the way monetary systems work around the world. It's called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a private, free market monetary system. It is a currency, a new form of money. It is not the liability of any bank, nor issued by any government, nor tracked by any corporation. We encourage you to learn more about it, for there is much to learn. A good starting place is WeUseCoins.com. That's WeUseCoins.com.
All righty, so, Chris, you had an interesting story.
You did it again.
Luther, I did it again. For those who missed it, we are siblings. To me, he is always and will always be Chris.
Yes.
To everyone else, he is Luther, so I apologize, Luther. You had an interesting story about a rabbi and black market kidneys?
Yes, this comes from Forward.com. A Brooklyn rabbi has pleaded guilty to peddling black market kidneys from Israel for more than $100,000 each, federal prosecutors say. Levi Isaac Rosenbaum, 60, an Israeli living in Brooklyn, made at least $420,000 in the scam to provide three organs for transplant from Israel. According to New Jersey U.S. Attorney Paul J. Fishman. Prosecutors describe Rosenbaum, the first person ever convicted of criminally transferring vital organs, as a cold-hearted dealer who profited off others' illnesses. He bought the kidneys in Israel for about $10,000 each. Rosenbaum admitted he was not new to the human kidney business. When he was caught...
How do you get into the human kidney business?
I was thinking the same thing.
You know, I think you apprentice first, you know.
Is that how it works?
You start with transferring eyeballs and inner ears. And
something,
heart.
Yeah.
You move up to hearts and livers.
Well, I don't know. I think kidneys would be easier than hearts and livers.
Well, yeah.
Well,
you only need one.
But you can screw up and you got to still be all right.
I mean, I think it's kind of messed up that they're saying that he's... how do they phrase it? He's... a cold-hearted dealer who profited off others' illnesses. You know, like, if it was so easy for these people to get the kidneys, you know, maybe they wouldn't be paying this underground amount. You know, I mean, how much does it cost to buy a kidney or to get a kidney transplant anyway? Like, if you go through your insurance or if you don't have insurance, you know, maybe this was the cheaper deal for them.
Right, and to the person who was giving the kidney, I mean, unless he held them at gunpoint, killed them, and took their kidney, then, I mean, they were willing to.
That happened to me once. I woke up in a bathtub full of ice with a scar. I mean.
I apologize for that. I thought we moved on.
Oh, okay.
Moved on from what?
He stole my kidney.
Oh. I stole his kidney.
We're kidding. I still have both my kidneys, I think. So, anyway, Rosenbaum admitted he's not new to this business. When he was caught brokering...
When
he was caught brokering what he thought was a black market deal. U.S. Attorney Fishman said a black market in human organs is not only a grave threat to public health, which, I guess potentially that could happen, but...
If you're doing it wrong.
Sure.
But if you bought a kidney from somebody and it failed? Right. If you buy a kidney from some guy on the corner...
I'd take their kidney.
Right. And you know that it's a black market kidney, you probably know that there are risks associated with that sort of thing, right? It's not
Sure.
Like... It comes with a warning label, I think. If you buy somebody else's kidney from the street, you might get a bad kidney.
There's a possibility of that, I would imagine.
It reserves life-saving treatment for those who can best afford it at the expense of those who cannot. Well, if they can't afford it, how are they buying it?
I think they mean through legal means.
Oh, okay.
That would make sense.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, cutting through it. He's... providing it for people who
can't. He's cutting through it, all right.
Like, is that so terrible? I mean, that he's providing a kidney for somebody who can't otherwise get one?
I mean,
and they're describing him as cold-hearted?
It really depends on how he's getting his kidneys.
This article seems so slanted.
It is. It's really hard to say.
1-855-450-3733. That is the number if you want to call in and talk about kidneys or anything else.
Yeah, if you're a black market kidney seller and you...
Please,
yeah,
I mean, tell us how it works.
Is it nice?
There's just a few more here, but it says that his lawyer was trying to, you know, prop him up as a do-gooder who was helping to save lives. And it sounds to me like that's what he was trying to do. I mean, yes, he's motivated by the profit, but there's also a lot of risk he's taking. So he should, you know, profit from that, I think.
Who isn't motivated by profit? I mean,
Right, who isn't?
I was just watching that Peter Schiff video.
Where he goes and
represents the 1% and goes down to Wall Street.
He's a Peter Schiff, the Austrian economist.
Yes. Well, have you seen this video, Mandrake?
That is the epitome of hyperbole.
It is.
Have you seen the video?
Yes, I have.
It's very entertaining.
He has a sign that says, "I am the 1%, talk to me."
Right. Yeah. But it's so funny because he mentions this, like, who isn't motivated by profit? Sure. Who isn't greedy, as you say?
Right,
and,
right.
And they can't answer it.
They try to dodge that question.
Right.
Hmm. Yes, 855-450-3733, just hit air. and we can accept your calls.
All right, I believe this is Elizabeth, so I apologize if I got that wrong. The phone system is new since I've been in this chair. So, Elizabeth, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, Elizabeth
no,
is gone.
It's not on Free Talk Live. How about John in West Virginia? John?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, John.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Hey, I was actually listening on the last break. You guys were talking about cannabis and stuff.
Yes, we were.
Were you saying you get prescribed cannabis?
No.
I don't think there's anybody in this room.
Illegally?
That's correct.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because that's what I was wanting to call about. Like, how would I go about getting prescribed? But if you're not getting prescribed and you're doing it illegally, then we're in the same boat here.
Yeah. What state do you live in, if you don't mind me asking?
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
I don't think
you can get it in that state. It varies from state to state. The state right next to us, Vermont, it's pretty easy to get, and you can have up to 3 plants for personal consumption.
Right.
So maybe
have
move
it, like what a doctor's.
You have to talk to your doctor about it. I don't know how easy it is to talk your doctor into prescribing cannabis.
Wow,
for
3 plants. That's a lot.
I would say
sure,
in
that's
some
enough
states,
to sustain yourself.
It's probably easier. Like maybe California, it's probably a little easier to talk
they've
to your doctor.
They've been kind of cracking down over there though.
I know.
The feds said they're going to come after them.
I don't know
really?
If you saw this.
The
feds have been cracking down, but I saw a news article earlier today about how the California doctors, the medical association, says that they want it to be legal so that they can prescribe it more easily.
Yeah,
the doctors.
I wish it would be legal. I mean, if they'd make it at least decriminalized, they'd take all the people in jail that are in jail for marijuana charges. I mean, that'd save money right there.
Sure,
tax
sure.
It, make money right there. I mean, that's 2 pluses right there on making money. No negatives.
And
you're also taking prescription drugs out of people's hands and giving them something that's more natural.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, the prescription drugs are way worse than marijuana ever is.
It's so ironic,
isn't it?
And it's just a plant. I mean, it really, you're outlawing plants. It's so ridiculous when you think about it. I mean, it just grows in the ground and...
Sure, sure.
Yep. It's natural just like everything else.
Now, do you use cannabis for any ailment in particular?
I actually smoke every night before I go to sleep. That helped me sleep.
Yeah, so just general insomnia or general lack of sleep?
Yeah, lack of sleep.
Okay.
Much better than alcohol, too,
for
that.
Sure.
All right, well, thanks for your call tonight. We appreciate
thanks,
hearing from you. 855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live.
Yeah, more coming up.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hemp USA. USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. If you're just joining us, thank you for tuning in tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And I'm Luther.
Yeah, and we've sort of changed horses in midstream here, haven't we?
If you're not just joining us, thanks for sticking around.
Exactly. Yeah, we had a little bit of a mishap. I know that at the beginning of the show, you all were mentioning, and thank you, Mandrick, for helping us out and filling in, by the way. You all were mentioning that there's a very severe snowstorm here in the Keene, New Hampshire area where we're broadcasting from. And, you know, I have never been late for Free Talk Live in the more than a year that I've been on the show, almost a year and a half now. And I was on track to get here almost an hour early. And the roads were getting really bad the closer I got south, southward. And the snow was just picking up. And nobody has their snow tires on yet, including me.
Usually. Me too.
Yeah, nobody was expecting this. So.
Yeah. And I guess there must have been a big accident or something that caused literally half of the road to be stopped. Back for a line of multiple cars, you know, probably going back about a half mile or so, and it just didn't move for about at least 45 minutes, and so I was stuck, and I got a little bit sidetracked, but thank you so much. This show went really smoothly, even though it was kind of a cluster frack.
Well, yes.
Shall we say?
I have never done the first chair before.
Well, now
so
you have.
Exactly. It was a good experience.
Yep. You did wonderfully, Julia.
I got here, and everybody was panicking because Luther wasn't here yet, and nobody knew what we were going to do. And
a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff, but you did wonderfully. And
We are sort of breaking the fourth wall with all this.
We are definitely breaking the fourth wall. And for our listeners who aren't familiar, that's
a phrase that you say often on your podcast, Luther, which is called puke in the gang.
Which we do all the time.
And you say breaking the fourth wall, which is basically acknowledging that there's an audience there, right? The people on the show are interacting.
Or we draw attention to what goes on behind the scenes. And by the way, Puke in the Gang, you can check that out at pukeinthegang.com.
Exactly.
And it's the
shameless plug.
Yes, yep. It's the podcast for grumpy young men. Grumpy young women, but we're mostly grumpy young men on the show.
Exactly. So
curmudgeon, I believe, is what they call that.
Yes, curmudgeon.
There's a segment called Curmudgeon Corner, but anyway.
Really? I didn't know.
I don't want to get too sidetracked here. Our number is 855-450-3733 if you would like to call Free Talk Live and take control of the airwaves, because, of course, this is the show where you can feel welcome to do so, bring up anything that's on your mind. We had a couple of stories planned, actually. I'm, first of all, really excited to be here doing a show with you, Julia, because we've never gotten to do one together.
This is true.
To this point.
Lady
but,
Talk Live.
Yeah, we had She Talk Live for a while.
Yeah.
And Luther.
You can be grandfathered in, Luther, or grandmother.
Lady and Luther.
Lady and Luther. I like
Luther and the ladies.
But, you know, we had some sort of female-themed stories, I guess, issues relevant to women. One of them was about the TSA leaving a note in a woman's luggage when they inspected it and found a very basic type of sex toy. And so maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. Another story that Luther had brought in says that about 50% of women are actually attracted to other women.
Actually, it's 60%.
Wow.
60%.
That's 60% too, who are willing to admit that they are attracted to other women.
Right. And it's 60% of heterosexual women.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. We can certainly talk about those more, and I'm looking forward to that. But first, let's jump into some of the calls who've been waiting very patiently on the line. We are going to go to Don in Madison, Wisconsin. He wants to talk about transplants, which is something that you all were discussing a little bit right before I got here. Don, are you with us?
How are you doing?
Hi, Don. What was on your mind about transplants?
The way it works, I've got a transplant. The way it works here, I deliver.
You had a liver transplant. Oh, well, if you don't mind me asking, what was that? What was the reason for that?
I used to be a medical technologist. I worked in a laboratory, pre-AIDS, pre-HIV, all that stuff. And we used to mouth pipette blood, and you know, it used to be sort of a badge of honor if you were sort of covered in blood at the end of the shift. It meant you really were working hard. And,
yes.
And I... You know, somewhere along the way, I picked up hepatitis C from one of the patients.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Wow.
My liver, and I had to get a transplant. But the reason I was calling is the way it works in the United States is it doesn't matter how much money you've got. They basically, there's a national organization that parcels out livers based on, they have like a criteria based on about 10 different things that has to do with the severity of the disease.
This organization that you're mentioning, Don, is called UNOS, and it's like the United Organ Service or something like that.
That's
exactly
what it is.
What they do is they
don't get the chance to actually say, I want to buy a liver, because it's not. Actually, when I was going to wait for my transplant, I had a sister and a niece, actually, that offered to give me one, and they went, no, you've got to get in line like everybody else. So.
Really? Wow. See, I was under the impression, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe it was different back then, but I was under the impression that if a family member wanted, or somebody, whoever it may be, wanted to designate who would get their organ, or who would get their organ preferentially if it matched, they could do so, because they're basically giving a gift. Is that wrong? The thing that makes me say that is there's an organization called LifeSharers, and I think it's at lifesharers.org. If I'm not mistaken, Google them, you'll probably find them. But it's basically a network of people who all agree to become organ donors, one, if they are basically killed and cannot use their vital organs anymore and are in such a way that our organs are still available. But they agree among people in this network to donate their organs preferentially to people who are also in the same network. So it's a way of increasing... Yeah, exactly. And it's a way of increasing the availability of organs even within the confines of this system where the government basically doles them out and determines who can get organs. So I was under the impression from them that, you know, you just carry a card around in your wallet near your driver's license or whatever, which indicates that you are an organ donor. You can indicate on that card that you would like to donate your organs preferentially to someone who is also in this Life Sharers network.
Well, then I must have been in a bad spot there, because they
sure
were sort of resisting giving you one. But ultimately, I got one, and I'm doing fine.
Oh, that's great to hear, Don. Yeah, and I'm so sorry about your hepatitis too. That's really unfortunate, and especially that you contracted it at work.
There's a lot of people that were in my situation. Lots of nurses.
Sure. Let me ask you this, Don. Do you think that if there had been more solutions available, and maybe not even necessarily being able to purchase organs or pieces of organs that you could then grow into an entire new liver,
sure,
because the liver regenerates, right? So you can have one lobe or something like that. But if you had other options, maybe new technologies that you could access to regrow or regenerate liver, or maybe even an artificial liver, or if you could have the option to purchase livers, do you think that would have made you better off?
In my case, I wouldn't have been able to afford it. My insurance company covered it. I don't know. You know, obviously,
gotcha,
if those sort of things were available for the insurance companies and they were covering them, then yes, the more widely. I was just reading an article yesterday that said there's something like in this last year we had like 110,000 people on the waiting list for a liver, and something
yes,
like 27 or 37,000 people actually got one.
Yes, many people die waiting for organs in
sure,
this country.
Sure.
And Luther had a question that he would like to ask you.
Yeah, Don, I just was curious, how do you feel about the state of New Jersey wanting to put this Rabbi Rosenbaum into prison for 20 years for trying to get people livers who needed them and were having trouble getting them?
Is that based on the U.S. law?
Well, yes.
Basically, this is a real ethical dilemma. You know, is it okay for? I think the way the law is that you can't make money selling organs. You know, you could give your organ
yes,
away.
Yes, that is
you
correct.
Can't make money selling it.
Right, and so even there have been people prosecuted, actually. So I have a little bit of specialized knowledge about this, Don, because I'm actually a medical student, and I've researched this topic before. And what it says is that if you try to pay anyone in any way, so even giving them like a gift of college or something, if they give you a kidney, then you can be prosecuted under this law. Don, we got to move on, but thank you for the call tonight. Do wish you the best of luck with your health. This is Free Talk Live. Call in 855-450-3733 to weigh in with your thoughts. We'll be right back.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes!
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country!
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Free Talk Live, and we want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And I'm Luther.
Yes, and we're so happy to be with you tonight. FreeTalkLive.com is the website where you can find out more about us. And don't forget to go to listen.freetalklive.com, where you can find all kinds of ways to get the show in the format that you most enjoy, including live streams, radio stations, the satellite dish, the webcam, and the listen lines. It's all there for you, and it's all for free. And, of course, Free Talk Live is the show where you can take control and call in about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. Already got a bunch of calls on the line for us tonight. I'm very excited about that, but I do need to let you know about something very cool, SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery, and they are also the sponsor of our toll-free call-in lines, big supporters of Free Talk Live over there. SACL is really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way you treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner over at freetalklive.com, our website. So let's jump right into the calls. We're going to go to Val, who is listening in Yorktown, Virginia, on WINS, and she wants to talk about cannabis. Val, are you with us?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Wonderful. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I have two things I wanted to say. First of all, I'm really fascinated with how the American public puts up with drug testing in order to get jobs. It's so common here that you can't, at least here in Virginia, that you can't get a job sweeping a sidewalk unless you take a drug test.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah, it's really that tough around here.
I believe it.
I'm surprised that street sweepers and restaurants have employees then.
They do. I don't know how it gets pulled off, but yeah.
Ways around a drug test.
That is true.
Well,
I was just going to say that.
Which speaks to the level of intellect of cannabis smokers, that there are magazines about cannabis and not other illicit drugs, except for alcohol.
Sure.
excuse me, you mean it does speak a great deal about the true intellect there.
You know, Val, I find it so ironic that most of these people who are huge proponents of drug testing and think that basically people should be banned from having jobs if they choose to use certain substances recreationally without harming anybody, are some of the same people who drink very heavily, you know, often in front of their children or are abusing alcohol, and somehow that's considered okay, but other substances are not.
And alcohol is not at all a benign substance.
No, no.
Well, what's hilarious to me is you try working with someone that you know downs a suitcase of beer every night. You know, try going to work with that guy or someone that's on, shall we say, the substitute for heroin.
Sure, I'm sure they have a very...
It can be...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say...
I can be...
Go ahead, Val.
It can be a very interesting situation, and that's just putting it politely.
Sure, I'm sure they have a very pleasant disposition at work.
Right, right. And then the other thing, and I only heard this story once in the news, so you may have to check, do some fact-checking, but I understand the ACLU took a case before the Florida State Court pertaining to insisting that people on public assistance take drug tests. And I think you're familiar with that. And basically, some people openly said, well, I'll never pass the test, so I'm not going to get public assistance. They said a high number of individuals did pass the test. And then the state court basically said, well, we're not going to make it mandatory for people on public assistance. And I'm not trying to knock the fact that people do need help or assistance, and I'm not going to say that everybody that's on public assistance does illicit drugs. That's unfair as well. But it seems upside down to me, if you will, because it's like saying that people who get up every day, go to work, want a job, don't want public assistance, we're under more scrutiny than those that don't. You know, I'm just trying to make sense of that in my mind. And
interesting. Val, thank you so much for the call and the thoughts tonight. Really do appreciate that. Yeah. I mean,
now,
what do you think?
It seems to me like there are certain professions where drug use might be dangerous.
Yes.
I'm thinking of like a surgeon, right? A brain surgeon probably should be drug free when he goes to work.
Right.
And I can understand an organization having that desire to put that in place. Although I don't think high level brain surgeons probably are coming to work high.
You don't want to pull a Jack Shepard. Or I guess it was his father.
Who's Jack Shepard?
It's the character from Lost.
Okay, gotcha. I wasn't,
his dad was drunk and doing some sort of surgery.
Yeah, spinal surgery.
Yeah. Well, you know, funny enough, being in these medical circles, I sometimes hear stories. And a couple of years back, at the place where I'm going to school, there was this prominent surgeon. I think he was a heart surgeon, who came out of the closet basically as a pot consumer after he retired. And it said that, you know, he had often just used it to relax and it steadied his hands and all kinds of stuff like that. You know, and it people thought of it as kind of scandalous, but he never hurt anyone. Everybody loved him in the community, and he had a really good track record.
Sure.
I'm not advocating that doctors get high at work, of course, or that anyone do that. And if I'm going to be completely honest with you all, I'm just not interested in smoking marijuana or drinking.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think that the solution to those problems is to put people in cages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would rather have a doctor who's a pothead than a drunk.
I agree.
I think I would probably take that trade-off, too. It's probably a false dichotomy. But,
sure.
You know, there are lots of doctors who get addicted to painkillers, and especially the anesthesiologists. They're kind of breathing in these fumes sometimes. It can kind of get them hooked. It can spark that little addiction. And so it can be a problem with doctors and medical residents. And then, you know, of course, there's the problem of when doctors have to stay up really late and they're on call all night and they feel so much pressure to keep going with their job, even though they're really tired. And so they get addicted to amphetamines and stimulants and stuff like that.
Sure.
So,
I'm sure after a while, caffeine just doesn't cut it for you anymore.
Sure.
I was actually talking to Dale, one of the other hosts. I don't think he hosts currently.
He's a former co-host, and he has Prometheus Unchained as his show now.
Yeah, we were actually talking about this lunch, and he brought up an interesting point, which was that he wondered whether or not the drug testing in the workplace would be as prominent if there wasn't the mandatory unemployment insurance that goes up when people get fired, for example.
Yes.
You know, if that would just change the atmosphere.
Interesting.
Because the way unemployment insurance works, and I could be wrong, I don't know a lot about it, but employees are, or employers are required to pay in, and I understand that the more they fire, it goes up. So they don't have, they have an incentive not to fire people, and with that he was thinking that maybe they thought that if they could cut out anyone who could potentially be a drug user, then they could.
Yeah, it is interesting. It does seem like it would kind of skew the market a little bit toward wanting to hire people and then not have much turnover in your employees. So I think that's interesting.
And I think it's also important to point out that it's basically a marijuana test because all other drugs, heroin, meth, the hard drugs, they're out of your system 72 hours.
Yeah.
So it's really just a test against marijuana smokers.
And you're obviously not testing for LSD, which isn't trackable in your urine, right?
I'm not sure about
that. I don't believe MDMA is either.
MDMA is.
Oh, there is. There are metabolites, right.
I believe that MDMA would show up as a stimulant with amphetamine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a similar structure.
Right.
Interesting stuff. We have more calls. I wonder what your thoughts are about this, too. 855-450-FREE is the number. We're going to go into some more calls right about now. We've got William on the line in South Carolina. He wants to talk about organ donation. William, are you with us?
Yes. I tuned in right when y'all had a couple calls about that, and then with this drug thing, it gave me another comment. Really, I'm not going to start a debate, but just two quick comments. One about the organ donation.
Sure.
I am an organ donor. I got it on my license. I've worked in some hospitals before. I'm a pharmacist, and with some patients who have been, you know, lifelong drug abusers and have really brought upon, you know, their disease on themselves by their own behavior, I would feel not as good about them having my liver as, say, you know, a child or, you know, young adult stricken with some, you know, rare disease or something where they didn't cause themselves, you know.
William, you know, I can sympathize with that argument, but I do feel like I have to say something. I mean, you know, you can never really understand someone's situation, and I'm not saying that abusing one's body is excusable or anything like that, but I think there are some mitigating circumstances. A lot of people have horrible trauma in their past that they don't really have the opportunity to deal with in a healthy way, and sometimes they turn to drugs as a result of that, or, you know, you kind of just never know. And I think that, you know, a lot of times when they do get sort of a second chance, they can be really grateful, you know. So
yeah, I figured that would maybe stimulate some talk. But
William, you know, hold that thought with us. We're going to bring you back. Hold on the line. More with William when we return. He's got some more stuff that he wants to say, and we're going to find out what it is at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.